There we sat, Barb, her parents, the school counselor, and me. Barb was a student of mine, and her parents were at wit's end about what to do with her. She was failing many of her classes, moody at home, and she was starting to hang around with the wrong crowd. So far, the meeting was just one big argument. In a desperate attempt to cut through the conflict, I asked Barb, if you could have anything from your parents, what would it be? Well, she burst into tears, and she said,
I just want them to love me.
You know, I'll never forget her father's reaction that day. He was completely surprised. He looked at her, and he laughed. Not a joyful laugh, a cynical, nervous sort of laugh. Then he said, oh, honey, you know we love you.
He hadn't even heard what his daughter had said or acknowledged her pain.
You know, there's a big difference between hearing someone and listening to them. Listening involves your eyes and your heart, not just your ears.
The Bible instructs us to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. When we're always intent on getting our point across, can we really listen to anyone?
Have you ever found yourself in the middle of a conversation with one of your kids, thinking about what you're going to say next? I sure have. There's no way I could listen to what my child was saying, because all I could think about was my next move.
Listening is hard work. It involves concentration, keeping the mind open and the mouth shut. God instructs us to make listening the first thing you concentrate on in a conversation with your kids. Listen for feelings and ideas, not just facts.
And try not to interrupt. Oh, I know it's hard, especially if you feel you're under attack. But instead, try asking questions that improve your understanding of what your child is saying.
Real communication happens when you can honestly say, I understand what you mean, and I see why you'd feel that way. Not simply, I heard what you said. I guess you could say it's the meeting of meaning.
Listening to your kids helps them feel important and valued, and those are the foundation blocks to their self-esteem. That goes a long way in improving not only your communication, but the friendship you share with your children. For the Navigators, we're Fran and Jill Shaka.